This is the Sakar Merli of the 18th of November, 2024. Essence, sweet children, the Father is the eternal herbalist. He removes all your sorrow with just the one great mantra. Question: why does Maya cause obstacles for you from time to time? Answer: because you are Maya's greatest customers of all. When she sees that she is losing her customers, she puts obstacles in your way. 2. When the eternal herbalist gives you medicine, all the sicknesses of Maya erupt. Therefore, you must not be afraid of obstacles. Maya will run away from the mantra of Man above. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you children. People become desperate, constantly asking for peace of mind. They do say Om Shanti every day, but because they don't understand the meaning of that, they continue to ask for peace. They even say, I am a soul, which means I am silence. Our original religion is silence. If your original religion is silence, why do you then need to ask for it? Because they do not understand the meaning of this peace, they keep asking for it. You understand that this is Ravan's kingdom, and that you don't even understand that Ravan is the enemy of everyone in the whole world in general, and Bharat in particular. This is why they continue to burn Ravan's effigy. Is there any such human being whose effigy is burnt year after year? They have been burning him for birth after birth, cycle after cycle, because he is your biggest enemy. Everyone is trapped in the five vices. Everyone's birth takes place through corruption. Therefore, this is the kingdom of Ravan. At this time, there is limitless sorrow. Who is responsible for this sorrow? Ravan. No one knows the cause of sorrow. This kingdom belongs to Ravan. He is everyone's greatest enemy. People make effigies of him every year and burn them. Day by day they make the effigies larger. Sorrow also continues to increase. None of the many great sages, holy men, great souls and rulers, etc., know that Ravan, the one they continue to burn every year, is their enemy. In fact, they celebrate this festival with even greater happiness. They think that Ravan has died, and that they have become the masters of Lanka, the kingdom of Ravan. However, they do not become the masters. They spend so much money on that festival. The Father says, I gave you countless wealth. Where did you lose it all? At the time of Dashera, the burning of Ravan, they spend hundreds of thousands of rupees. It is shown that Ravan is killed and that Lanka is then looted. But no one understands why they burn Ravan. At this time, everyone is in the jail of these vices. Because they become very unhappy, they burn Ravan for half of each cycle. They do understand that they have become very unhappy in the kingdom of Ravan, but they don't understand that the five vices do not exist in the Golden Age. This burning of Ravan, etc., just doesn't exist there. If you ask them when they started to celebrate that festival, they reply that it has continued since the beginning of time. Ask them when Rakshabandhan began, and they reply that it has continued since the beginning of time. All of these things are matters that have to be understood. What has happened to the intellects of human beings? They are neither like animals nor like human beings. They are of no use at all. They don't know heaven at all. They think that God created this world, and yet they still remember God at a time of sorrow. They say, O God, liberate us from this sorrow. However, there cannot be happiness in the Iron Age. They definitely have to experience sorrow. They have to come down the ladder. The Father explains all the secrets of everything, from the start of the new world to the end of the old world. When he comes to you children, he says that there is only one medicine that will cure all of this sorrow. He is the eternal herbalist. He liberates you all from sorrow for 21 births. Here, herbalists themselves become ill. That one is the eternal herbalist. You also understand that there is limitless sorrow and limitless happiness. The Father gives you limitless happiness. There is no name or trace of sorrow. This medicine is only for becoming happy. Simply remember me, and you will become pure and Satipatthana. All of your sorrow will be removed. There will then be nothing but happiness. It has also been remembered that the Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. He removes all your sorrow for half a cycle. You simply have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. It is a play about souls and bodies. Incorporeal souls are imperishable, and corporeal bodies are perishable. The whole play is about this. The Father says, "Now forget all the relationships of bodies, including those of your own body. Whilst living in your households, have the consciousness that you now have to return home. Impure ones cannot return home. Therefore, constantly remember me alone, and you will become Satipatthana." The Father has the medicine. "I also tell you that Maya will definitely put obstacles in your way. You are Ravan's customers. Because she is losing her customers, she will definitely become desperate." The Father explains, "This knowledge is your study. It is not medicine. Your medicine is the pilgrimage of remembrance. If you constantly make the effort to stay in remembrance of me, just by taking this one medicine, all of your sorrow will be removed. On the path of devotion, there are many who keep chanting one mantra or another, or the name of Rama, continuously. They are given a mantra by their guru, who tells them to chant it a certain number of times a day. That is known as rotating the rosary using the name of Rama. That is known as making a donation of Rama's name. There are many such organizations. They keep chanting the name Rama, Rama. They remain busy so they don't quarrel, etc. Even if someone interrupts them and speaks to them, they wouldn't give a response. However, there are very few who do that. The father says that there is no need to say Rama's name out loud here. You have the soundless chant here. Simply continue to remember the father. The father says, I am not Rama. Rama belonged to the Silver Age. He is the Rama who had that kingdom. You don't have to chant his name. The father explains, while reciting all of that on the path of devotion and performing worship, you have continued to come down the ladder, because all of that is unrighteous. Only the one father is righteous. He sits here and explains to you children, this is a game of a maze. When you remember the father, the one from whom you receive such an unlimited inheritance, your faces continue to sparkle. Your faces bloom in happiness, and there is a constant smile on your lips. You understand what it is that you will become by remembering the father. All of your sorrow will be removed for half a cycle. It isn't that Baba will have mercy on you, no. You have to understand that the more you remember the father, the more Satyapratan you will become. Lakshmi and Narayan, the masters of the world, have such cheerful faces. You have to become like them. When you remember the unlimited father, there is the internal happiness of knowing that you are becoming the masters of the world once again. You souls then carry these sanskars of happiness with you. Then these sanskars gradually decrease. At this time, Maya harasses you a great deal. Maya tries to make you forget to have remembrance of me. You would not be able to have a constantly cheerful face. You would choke at some point or other. When people become ill, they are told to remember Shiv Baba. But who Shiv Baba is, no one knows. Therefore, with what understanding would they remember him? Why should they remember him? You children understand that you will change from Tamopratan to Satyapratan by remembering the father. The deities were Satyapratan. That is called the deity world. That is not called the world of human beings. The term human beings is not used for there. It is said so-and-so deity. That is a deity world. This is a human world. All of these aspects have to be understood. The father alone explains these things. He is known as the ocean of knowledge. The father continues to give many varieties of explanation. However, finally, he gives the great mantra. By remembering the father, you will become Satyapratan and all your sorrow will be removed. You became deities a cycle ago. Your characters were like those of the deities. No one in the Golden Age says anything wrong. They don't perform any such acts. That is a deity world and this is a human world. There is a difference. The father sits here and explains this. Human beings think that the deity world existed hundreds of thousands of years ago. No one now would be called a deity. The deities are pure and clean. The deities are called great souls. Ordinary human beings cannot be given that title. This is a world of Ravan. Ravan is your greatest enemy. There is no other enemy like him. Every year you burn an effigy of Ravan, but no one knows who he is. He is not a human being. He represents the five vices, and this is why this is called the Kingdom of Ravan. It is the kingdom of five vices. Everyone has these five vices. This predestined play is about degradation and salvation. The Father has explained to you about the time of salvation, etc. He has also explained about degradation. You are the ones who ascend so high, and you are also the ones who fall down. The birth of Shiva and the birth of Ravan are only celebrated in Bharat. For half a cycle, it is the world of the deities, the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, and that of Rama and Sita. You children now know everyone's biography. All the praise refers to you. It is you who are worshipped at the festival of Navratri, the nine nights. You are the ones who bring about the establishment of heaven. You change the world by following Srimat. Therefore, you must follow Srimat fully. Each one of you continues to make effort, number-wise. Heaven is continuing to be established. There is no question of fighting, etc. in this. You now understand that this most auspicious confluence age is completely different. It is the end of this old world and the beginning of that new world. The Father comes in order to change this old world. He explains a great deal to you, but many of you forget. After they have given a lecture, they remember everything and think about the points they should have mentioned. The establishment of heaven will take place identically as to how it did in the previous cycle. Each of you will claim the same status that you claimed before. You do not all receive an equal status. There are those who will claim the highest status and those who will claim the lowest status. As the special children progress further, they will very much feel which ones will become maids of the wealthy, which ones will become maids of the royal family, and which ones will become very wealthy and occasionally be invited by the royal family. They would not invite everyone. Not everyone will be able to see their faces. The Father explains through the mouth of Brahma. Not everyone will be able to see him in person. You have become pure and have now come personally in front of Baba. What also happens is that impure ones come and sit here. By hearing just a little, they become deities. Even when they only hear a little, there will be some effect. If they didn't hear, they just wouldn't come. Therefore, the main thing that the Father says is Man Manabhav. All of your sorrow is being removed by just this one mantra, Man Manabhav. The Father says this. Then, as the teacher, he says Madhajibhav. That one is the Father, the teacher, and the Guru. When you remember all three, your stage becomes very cheerful. The Father teaches you, and he then becomes the one who takes you back with him. You should remember such a Father a great deal. No one on the path of devotion knows the Father. They simply know that he is God and that all of us are brothers. People do not know what they are to receive from the Father. You now understand that there is the one Father, and that all of you are his children, that you are all brothers. This is an unlimited aspect. As to the teacher, he teaches all of you children. Then he makes all of you settle all your karmic accounts and takes you back home. You have to leave this dirty world and return home. Baba makes you worthy of going to that new world. Those who become worthy are the ones who go into the golden age. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. And we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to maintain a stable and cheerful stage, remember Baba in all three forms, the father, the teacher, and the Satguru. Fill yourself with the sanskars of happiness here. Let your face constantly sparkle with the awareness of your inheritance. 2. Follow Srimat and do the service of changing the whole world. Liberate everyone trapped in the five vices. You have to give the introduction of the original religion of oneself. Blessing. May you be an angel who is loved by all and has loving vision and feelings for all. When people have an angel in their dreams, they are so happy. An angel is one who is loved by all. An angel is not one whose love is limited, but one whose love is unlimited. Not just loving to those who love them, but loving to all. No matter what a soul may be like, let your vision and feelings be of love. This is known as being loving to all. Even if someone insults you or dislikes you, let there only be feelings of love and benevolence for that one, because the soul at that time is under another influence. Slogan. Those who are full of all attainments are constantly cheerful and happy, for they have the fortune of happiness. Om Shanti.